to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
You know what? The beard and the best. You can put anybody you want in this ring. The entire Wyatt family. You can put Renee on their side. You can put the Dicks, the Bushwhackers, IRS, all of the Russians, the Rock and Roll Express, the Midnight Express, the Ring Crew Express. I don't care if you put Marty DeRosa, Matt Classic, Colt Cabana, and Scott Colton on that side. It doesn't matter how many bodies you put in this ring or how many obstacles you put in front of Daniel Bryan and CM Punk, because we're going to burn them all to the ground, baby.
Hey, it's CM Punk from the WWE,
and you are listening to the Pain Clinic
on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for November 30th. Just one holiday today. It's Stay at Home Because You Are Well Day. Gosh, I don't even know what that means. Or Saturday. Hey, welcome to the show. One quick birthday. Well, a couple of quick birthdays. It's interesting. One of them, we'll send a happy 49th out to Jushin Thunder Liger. World coach running in circles there, boy, guys. And WWE's Christian's the big 4-0 today. Trinity McRae, does the name sound familiar? Maybe if you're a fan of the Divas. She's Naomi Knight. She's 26 today. So those great birthdays. I want to let you know the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Servers, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. And by the way, the reason I mentioned Jushin Thunder Liger is because of the Liger bomb that the Artiste quoted that Mr. Luke Harper did on the Survivor Series pay-per-view, which was devastating looking, by the way. But nevertheless, let's get through the plugs, and then we'll start talking about everything because we've got a full gang in here today as well as a full show. Don't forget to join us for WWE's TLC pay-per-view December 15th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. It's going to be hosted by us. We'll have prizes and drink specials all night long, just like if you came out to Salvatore's last weekend for Survivor Series. That's WWE's TLC pay-per-view December 15th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. We're also going to be at Salvatore's December 28th for UFC 168. That's right, we're going to see the rematch between UFC middleweight champion Chris Weidman as he takes on legend Anderson Silva. That'll be a 10 p.m. start time that day, December 28th. It's going to be a long weekend, so you know it's just part of the fun in there around Christmas and New Year's. Come on down and join us. We'll be hosting it. We'll have some prizes to give away. December 28th, Salvatore's the Garage Door, UFC 168. Also, new thing, no cover for ladies at UFC pay-per-views. So it's like a ladies' night, UFC night. You know, if all we got to do is get an octagon and we can have the ladies go at it, too. Never mind.
That'd be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be great? one rather quick plug, Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger, and looks like this morning they brought up some plates. We got some plates in here. Not really, really easy to eat when you're on the air, but maybe these guys will find a way, right, Danger Boy?
Yep.
All right. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorite is across the street from here at the Strong Museum of Play, and our friend Jamie, who, like I said, brought up wonderful plates this morning. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
Bill Gray's.
Oh, I don't get all the mics on? Oh, there we go.
com.
All right, I forgot. Everybody's here. Hey, welcome to the show today. I was shooting to get a guest. I had a line on Kevin Nash because he's going to be in Buffalo tonight for ESW Wrestling, which we'll plug a little bit later, but it didn't work out, which is okay. You know, I mean, it's nice to have Big Sexy, but last week we had Jimmy Superfly Snuka, got barely any news in. I think you might have found out that Mad Dog Vachon died only because someone called up and asked Jimmy about it. But we're going to do a lot of news today, but let me introduce the cast and crew of the show. I'm, of course, the host of Cashman, Richie Rich. I'm here with the boy who grew up in the show, and I believe he's tweeting right now, right?
Are you tweeting? Yeah, somewhat.
Danger Boy. To his left, to my radio right, it is the artiste, Rob Sanderson, who had a busy night last night with the Amherst game.
It's good to be here.
It's good to see it's you, rare. Man. I haven't seen you in a while. It's been a while.
Yeah. It was a very busy hockey month of November, but good to be here.
Good. It's nice to have you, man. It's nice to see you. And, of course, to our radio left, it's D.C. Dan Cole. Good morning, D.C.
Good morning.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm just fine, Rich. Yeah, just fine.
You were the one of the guys who didn't go out last night that's out in here.
Well, you know, in my advanced age, you got to pick your spots.
That's right. After last weekend where you were out every night and it was your birthday and it's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Our phone screener extraordinaire, John Crusby the Clown. John, how you doing?
Good. Good morning.
See, look, since you've been gone, Artiste, I found a phone screener.
How long did that search go on for?
Since I was doing it in high school?
Since
Private Ryan left. Since Joe C. left.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Of course, Mark Fantasia, the talented singer, guitar player, lead singer of the Mid-Card, as well as on his solo. We saw him last night down at Somerville Grill. Mark is joining us this morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Comes in wearing Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix. Almost looks like a tattoo on your arm.
I have that, too, but it's on another body part.
Jimi Hendrix?
Yes.
Oh, my. Oh. Well, hey, we're going to talk wrestling today. If
Is
you have a question.
Is the webcam fired up?
Yeah, really. If you have a question or a comment, 222-1280, star 1280. And we've got the, you can text us at 222-1280 or 585-222-1280. The text is a rolling. I see Big Thunder's already in. It's nice to see that he keeps us on our toes. But, man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. It's been like a crazy week. And what do you guys think of Survivor Series? That was last weekend. Overall, not very impressed with the pay-per-view. I mean, it was great that we got to hang out with Jimmy Snuka at Salvatore's at the garage door last Sunday. But then the pay-per-view, my favorite match was, of course, the Wyatt family versus CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. And everything else kind of laid flat, you know, even John Cena. Alberto Del Rio, it wasn't that exciting, you know. Danger Boy, what's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it wasn't that high of a card. I mean, no one really expected anything out of Randy Orton, Big Show. No one likes Alberto Del Rio. I don't think even his parents or anything like him. Nobody likes him as a wrestler. He's the most boring person that's ever been in the ring.
Alberto Del Rio doesn't like Alberto Del Rio.
Exactly. Yeah. He watches his own matches and turns him off.
I should go back to MMA.
He had a Divas Survivor Series match that was terrible because half the Divas can't even get into the ring. And then, you know, you had one good match on the entire card.
Yeah,
well, so no one was really expecting that much.
No, yeah, I agree. And it was, you know, it was kind of all thrown together, too, rather quickly. But, you know, and you knew that there wasn't, I mean, listen, honestly, Big Show against anybody, you know, in a fair fight, you take the Big Show. You knew there was going to be something thrown into that. Everyone's going, oh, who's, you know, I hate when you see these matches, and that was a perfect one, where everyone's looking up the ramp the whole night. In the front row, they're all looking up the ramp. You know, every time something happens in the match, everyone's looking to the right, you know, opposite hard camera side. So it's like they're all waiting for something to happen, and then it had to happen, you know. But Triple H came out and distracted him, and then he got punted in the head or whatever. And now Big Show's out and out and hurt for a while. So I expose my bias all the time on this show, saying that Luke Harper and Eric Rowan are probably one of the most exciting things involved in the pay-per-view. I got to say that one thing that stood out to me, too, was Roman Reigns pinning the entire team he was facing. You know, I mean, did he get everybody? I think he got
four.
Yeah. He got four. Okay, he got four of the five. So he won it for his team. And it was, you know, the elevation of Roman Reigns, which I think is a good thing. I mean, hopefully it doesn't take a long time. It seems like they were teasing a split 3 weeks ago, and then this past week it doesn't seem like they're even thinking split, except that they are like pointing out what a great wrestler Roman Reigns is. I mean, they keep, you know, during the promos and stuff, pointing out he's the enforcer type guy. So hopefully that happens soon. Any thoughts, Artiste?
Survivor Series was okay until the main event. I did not, unfortunately, make it to the garage door. I got back very late from a great weather trip from back from the 2CWI pay-per-view in Binghamton. So I was watching some of Survivor Series in my living room, actually, and let's just say during the main event, that was on in the 10 to 11 hour, and I might have maybe put the channel on E. Because that's how bad that main event was.
Wow.
Yep. Total yeah. Divas won that battle. Sorry.
You know what? I would not dispute that.
Wasn't there a football game on at least?
Yeah, there was a football game on too. Actually, there's some news that came out of WWE about that. Is they were so angry because they could not get anything trending on Twitter because the I think there was American Music Awards on too.
Yeah.
And there's a football game on. So the biggest thing that I think they got to. I think the biggest thing that they actually got trending was, Bret Hart. When Bret Hart was on it, and that's the only thing of the whole night, so they were really disappointed. I didn't realize they put so much stock into Twitter trending and stuff, but they do, obviously, because they're always talking about it continuously on Mondays.
Just another one of those pay-per-views that I thought about going to in person, and I'm really glad I didn't. It was just another disappointing ending.
Yeah, there's a guy from Rochester who tweeted us and said he was going, and then he after the show he said it was terrible. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I mean, do you think that they really depend on Twitter so much that if they're not trending, it means they're losing money?
I mean, a lot of companies take that to be a big deal at this point. It's another example where. Like, the next night on Raw, you get all the good rematches, or you get the better matches, and it's...
For free?
Yeah. Every pay-per-view that goes on, it's just like, well, why don't I just watch Raw the next night? I'll get half the matches again. I don't have to pay anything. Like, the pay-per-views are becoming worthless. I mean, props to TNA for getting rid of so many of their pay-per-views, because they were doing the same thing.
Actually, it's interesting, is the last year was they had the Genesis in January. Now Genesis has become a... television event, so it's one more pay-per-view they got rid of. So what, they got three now during the year, I think, something like that?
But Slammiversary, Lockdown, and Bound for Glory? Any others? Or?
I don't know. 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number. We got Brian. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Long time no here. Good to talk to y'all.
Brian from West Virginia.
Yes, sir.
All right. Sorry about your Steeler Nation, bro. But
and WVU, we're pretty bad. We're pretty bad.
It's okay. I'm a Redskin fan. You know that.
Yeah. Okay, the first question is, with this supposed unification match coming up with Orton and Cena, is it going to be a swerve where they swap belts? What do you guys think?
My guess is something's going to happen where neither of them will win. And that they're going to...
Each of them grab one belt?
I think neither of them are going to win, and they're going to be to be continued at WrestleMania.
Oh, they need to stop doing this to be continued crap.
I think it's what's going to happen. I can't think it would happen in the first time they would take each other on, you know, especially being a TLC match, too.
That's precisely what I was thinking. It's too early for a unification. This reeks of desperation on WWE's part, knowing what a disappointing pay-per-view they just put on. I had a feeling that unification was a possibility for WrestleMania. And like I said, I think they're in panic mode right now, and they're teasing it for TLC.
They can't put out another terrible ending to a pay-per-view. I think they understand between Battleground and Survivor Series, like, they're going to start to lose fans unless they finish a pay-per-view strong.
Well, you saw what they did at the very end of the pay-per-view. John Cena came out and interrupted Randy Orton's celebration. So that's where the seeds of this all lay. So this is even before they realize, unless they realize way in advance, man, this pay-per-view sucks, before they put it on, you know?
Yeah, I was just wondering. I thought maybe they'd swerve us and Orton would grab the World Heavyweight Champion Cena would grab the WWE title.
I'm guessing something like that may happen, too, just because they want to put Cena back on the main belt on Raw, and that's the one Randy Orton has right now. So they could find a way to swap them.
Well, they have all those The Champ Is Here t-shirts that are just collecting dust right now because he doesn't have a belt on it.
And my second question was, did the Miz Michael Strahan segment make any sense to anybody that watched that? I was thinking, is the Miz a good guy?
Should
Michael Strahan be mad at Paris O'Neill and the Miz? It was just nonsensical. So, guys, good to talk to you all, and I'll listen to your response.
Okay, man. Thanks a lot for calling, Brian. Hey, Brian, happy belated Thanksgiving and happy holidays coming up. You know what? That was one of the worst segments I think I've ever seen because I didn't know who the good guys and the bad guys were at the very end. You know, because they came out and they're making fun of Michael Strahan, and then Michael Strahan comes out, and then he takes out Titus O'Neil, and then Miz, after bad-mouthing him and, you know, doing this whole, all these gap jokes for 5 minutes, you know, then they raise his hand, you know, Michael Strahan, you know, it's like all of a sudden it's a show again, you know, like like he's the ringleader or something of a circus. That's the feeling I was getting after I was watching. It was just a terrible segment on Monday Night Raw. It
seems like on purpose they're trying to just create all these tweeners. Like there's so many guys that are going back and forth, heel face, and can't keep track of it, and it's really getting annoying. Like they're starting to tease that, obviously, with the whole Orton authority thing. Miz has gone back and forth. Mark Henry's gone back and forth. It's just like, are we getting away from good guy, bad guy?
Especially Big Show too.
Yes, Big Show will come back and he'll be heel again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe that's why they're keeping him off TV for a while. I mean, he's supposed to lead up to him and Triple H in a feud. And it may be like they're holding it off till WrestleMania.
That's going to bring the money.
Yeah, it's time to get some new writers.
222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number. We have to go to break. Interesting. All my wrestling music has disappeared off my button bar. Wow.
Da-da. Da, 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 da,
wow.
Da,
da, yeah, that's all you want. I've got one song to go to break to, folks. Da, da. Give us a call, 222-1280 stars. Yeah, we don't need any fandangling right now, right? We'll be back after these most important messages. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
A ring full of winners. What I see is a ring full of turkeys.
Now, you might have a hard time remembering this because you were unconscious at that moment, but the reason we came down to ringside was because it looked like there was about to be a new WWE champion.
No. I don't need your protection. I can take care of myself. Shut up! I can take care of myself! Suit on, bro.
Well, the turkey suit would be improvement to the two outfits they're currently wearing.
Ka-ka! 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 Ka-ka!
The turkey says he can hit the horn again.
Ka-ka! 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 Ka-ka!
What the hell? Ka-ka! What kind of a turkey did have in the jersey?
Suit on, bro.
What the hell is wrong with it?
Ka-ka! Ka-ka!
What kind of a turkey? What kind of a dance?
Is that a gobble sound?
Dance like a turkey! Dance like a turkey, damn it! Ka-ka!
Guys, get a little too excited over this, Robbie.
Ka-ka! Ka-ka!
Well, they look better.
Hey, this is Eric Young from TNA, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280. WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I know, that sounded like Matt Mayhem.
I am glad I didn't watch TNA on Thursday night.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, the Artiste, John Crespi, and Mark Fantasia, if that's your real name. All right, welcome back to the show.
Add Brodus Clay to the list of tweeners right now, too.
Brodus Clay? Well, he kind of got mad because they mentioned before that he loaned the Funkadactyls to Consequences Creed, or whatever his name is.
Xavier Woods.
Xavier Woods.
Can I tell you the funniest thing that I heard on SmackDown that Michael Cole said was that Brodus Clay had said to Xavier Woods, "I'm tired of rookies like you trying to take my main event spot." I didn't know that main event spot.
It's funny, is I believe Xavier Woods has been wrestling longer than Brodus Clay, too. I mean, with TNA, be way before that. So, I don't, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah, didn't know tag team jobbers were main eventers, but yeah. You know, whatever.
It would have been more appropriate to say, "I'm sick of you rookies taking my match spot that's going to get moved from the card because there's not enough time and it's not important enough."
By the way,
stealing
folks,
my spot from the main event of main event.
I've heard that there was a few Luke Harper sightings in Rochester the last couple of days.
You might see him around town.
Yeah, you might tonight. Bump into. Yeah, well, I mean, Monday. I guess none of them are going back till Monday for Monday Night Raw, so he's. You know, who knows? So, if you know what? If you're around him all, maybe that big guy next to you with the crumbs in his beard might be Luke Harper.
Yeah.
You know, or
stupid Leafs hat on.
Hey, they lost last night.
They did.
Yeah, that's right. They lost to the Sabres.
Buffalo Sabres.
You know, I guess if he was listening and he wanted to call in, he'd certainly be more than happy to call in. But and talk about the Leafs, maybe. Or, you know, maybe it was depressing because I saw a lot of Leafs fans were, like, walking on the edge of buildings and stuff, you know. just because of a terrible loss to the Sabres, who can't beat anybody. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Real quick, let me do my plugs. We're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donut Slight Empire Culver. Hope you guys all had a wonderful Thanksgiving this past week. It was yummy at the Cashman household. Hopefully you guys, how'd you do, Mr. Artis? You eat some turkey?
This is where I'm going to sound like a heel.
Uh-oh.
I ate a little bit of turkey, but I find turkey to be extremely overrated.
Oh, really?
Sorry. I like the holiday food on any other holiday more than Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yep.
Danger Boy.
Love turkey. Love the whole
thing. I'll take ham. I'll take anything else over turkey.
Eat tons of pie.
Pie?
Mm.
Kind of pie the Rock like?
All sorts of pie.
All right. How about you, DC Dan Call?
Much like Danger Boy, discovering that maybe I need to rethink the whole idea of two dinners in one day.
Ah, danger.
I had the second one, and then I just needed to find somewhere to sit for the rest of the night. My whole family is in one room. I was sitting by myself in a coma in the other room, just too uncomfortable to move at all.
What's this stuff called? Tryptomenophen? What?
Tryptophan?
Tryptophan, yeah. I think I just made
it. No, it wasn't that. I just ate too much, so I couldn't move. It hurt.
How about you, Mr. Crusty, John Crusty?
I actually ate a ton. I love turkey. I love Thanksgiving. So, yeah, I had a lot, but actually I was trying to avoid the tryptophan coma, so I didn't have too much.
And Mr. Mark Fantasia.
I'll eat anything.
You'll eat anything? You have a good Thanksgiving?
I've heard that about you.
I had an awesome Thanksgiving.
That's awesome. Well, how'd you guys do? 222-1280, Star 1280. Got a lot to talk about. Like I said, if you might see Luke Harper around, get a picture with him while you can. He's going up the charts, flying up the charts to the top. He's been in the main event of, like, every show the past, 2 weeks?
At least,
partially. So one cool thing that they announced this past Monday was the Slammy Awards are going to take place on December 9th. And the fans are going to be able to vote with that app that nobody seems to be downloading now. Well, at least the Artista hasn't downloaded it.
Not a chance.
Except showing us like a 30-minute tutorial how to do it.
Don't even remind them because they're going to do it again.
Yeah, Jerry, for those of you with a Android, can
press your start button. Turn your phone on. Go into the app store. Yeah, we know. Oh, that is the most annoying thing ever.
So, but the fans will get to vote. So they'll probably bring out probably next week, they'll bring out the details on who's up for what. And I'm sure they'll have goofy ones. And
I wish they would just do the same categories year to year, to be honest. They always come up with stupid categories. I miss the Slammies from the 90s.
Yeah. Well, you mean
it was
like
dominated by Owen Hart.
Well, remember Owen Hart won the best bow tie because he stole it from Mr. Bob Backlund.
Mm.
So he ran up there before Bob could get up there and accepted the award, and he had two Slammies.
Was that the one he was supposed to be presenting, but then he just took it himself?
I remember, no, I think he
started screaming, "I'm a winner."
In 97, I think.
Yes, and he won for the best bow tie, which to this day I don't ever recall him ever wearing a bow tie. But
I think my most recent favorite Slammy memory, I mean, they are just god-awful, but when CM Punk won the Despicable Me one, and they're sitting there reading the nominees, and it was when he was injured and he was on commentary, and you just hear him in the background go, big money, no whammy, no whammy, big money, no whammy.
222-1280, Star 1280 is the number. So we got the Slammies to look forward to a week from Monday.
And big props, I know you played it in the open, but big props to Punk for the Ring Crew Express mention on Monday night. I was watching Raw a little bit delayed, but I stayed off the social medias. And when I heard that, I popped huge in my living room. That was awesome.
It was. And the interesting thing
is, those who don't know, the Ring Crew Express, Dunn and Marcos from Rochester. Marcos does live in Florida now.
I was just going to tell you that these guys here in the studio with you did not know they're from Rochester.
I just learned that last night. I always watched them in Ring of Honor. Just learned last night they were from here.
Yeah, yes. And they got a little shout-out from Mr. CM Punk. As well as a bunch of other people, including Matt Classic, I heard in there too.
Mm-hmm.
And Marty DeRosa, which those are like the, what do they call them? The Saints?
Second City Saints.
Second City Saints there from when the Ring of Honor, they were in that little group in Ring of Honor, which actually is how they all kind of started, I think, you know. Interesting promo that they let him say things. Do you think that was approved?
I think he's got a pretty free reign with stuff, but considering at least three of the four people in that match that was right afterward, like, have worked extensively with both Dunn and Marcos, like, on the indies, they probably were just standing a gorilla and said, okay, let's do this.
interesting.
I mean, I don't think Eric Rowan has any history with Don DeMarcus, but certainly Luke Harper and Daniel Bryan and CM Punk all do.
So. Oh, yeah.
Seth
yeah.
Rollins.
Yeah.
222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number. I saw it ringing. I could not get to it. So call back if you just tried to call. And I think that you know, CM Punk's the new, you know, he's a new guy, the internet darling, we'll say. You know, when he cuts a promo and he, you know, adds stuff into it. You wonder when Vince McMahon's shaking his head in the back room after he says something like that. It's like,
I bet he doesn't even get it.
No way. No way does he get it.
That classic?
Did they work for us?
Yeah. They worked for us. Ooh. I thought that. Yeah, did you, by the way,
Rock and Roll
by
Express.
The way, there was
a moment. He doesn't even remember Scotty Goldman.
There was a moment on the pay-per-view that when they showed a backstage shot where we got to see someone we hadn't seen in over a year in WWE, and that was John Laurinaitis. Did you guys catch that on the pay-per-view with Santino Marella?
No.
John Laurinaitis, he made a return. He was just in a backstage, you know, goofy skit. It was terrible. Now everyone's like, oh, is he coming back? You know.
Not as bad as the Thanksgiving eating contest last night on SmackDown.
And Titus O'Neil regurgitating everywhere.
Yeah, that was really, really bad. That made me want to stop watching SmackDown for a long time.
Well, you know, listen, traditionally, how many years in a row did they come to this area?
Just do what they did here. Do the food fight or something. Do the cheesy holiday stuff. You don't have to have him, like, censored out throwing up on people. It was just awful. It just went on and on and on.
Or don't be afraid, too, to do, like, a heelish type stunt, like when DX gathered up all the homeless people and then proceeded to eat a Thanksgiving feast in front of them.
I got to do a quick plug on our... You can text us, 585-222-1280. Text us. Got a message here from Mike in Boston. Remember our buddy Mike in Boston? He's he went to Survivor Series, and this is what he wrote to me. And thank you for texting us, Mike. He wrote, "Happy Thanksgiving from Boston. The crowd morale after Survivor Series outside the Garden was the worst I've ever seen at a WWE show." And then he said, "Many, many disappointed fans. Clearly, creative is going through the motions."
Didn't they have a TNA chant at one point?
There was something going on. they had Kelly Ripa on Monday night. They were chanting Kelly Ripa when Michael Strahan was out. So. That's very bizarre. 222-1280, star 12 is the phone number. We got Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Hey, gang. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, gang. How are you doing?
Good, man. First of all, sad news with Mad Dog Vachon.
Yeah, it happened like 10 days ago, but we didn't really get to it last week. He did pass away. He was just his birthday like 2 months ago. We talked about it on the air. So, yes, it is, but what else brings you to our airwaves?
I believe that Dolph Ziggler, they need to start pushing him more and get weight or gold around his weight somehow in the next few months because
you think he's a savior?
Crowd reactions he gets every time he's out there.
I think he's getting sympathetic reaction. You think he's the savior of WWE?
No, but he's a good worker.
Yeah, but you know, so is Daniel Bryan. You see, freaking last Monday at Monday night, Triple H and. And John Cena and Randy Orton are all in the ring, and they're chanting Daniel Bryan, and he has nothing to do with the angle. Do you think that they care who the people want to see? Seriously?
Well, then they need to get somebody in the back, new writers or creative.
No.
That's not creative. That's
it's Vince McMahon. He says Daniel Bryan's not tall enough to be a champ of my company, so he's not going to be involved in the main event. That's exactly what happened with that. And they can deny it all they want, but the fans want Daniel Bryan. He has nothing to do with that angle going on. I just couldn't believe how loud they were. And then John Cena had to, like, roll off of that on Monday night saying, well, you hear them? They're chanting for? And then he kind of worked it into his own thing. But it was like, how can you deny it? It was just, I feel so terrible for the guy because he's so over.
Okay, and two other points. As far as the Shield's concerned, I'm talking with a bunch of my guys that I work. And they said that Dean Ambrose is probably going to be going off on his own. Do you believe that to be true?
Well, they have to break up before that's going to happen, and then they'll all be off on their own. And I think, actually, Seth Rollins is probably one of the best workers of the group. Roman Reigns is getting over because they're making him the big guy, the powerhouse of the group. But, I mean, Seth Rollins, when he was Tyler Black in Ring of Honor, he was just fantastic. You know?
But he's not a great talker.
He's not a great talker.
He's gotten better, but he's not a great talker. They'll split up within the next 6 months.
We had him on the air here, and we talked about that, and he sounded like a fine talker. We had Daniel Bryan on, and I said, you know, you're... when we had Daniel Bryan on years ago, I said, you know, your downplay has always not been a great talker, but he was like doing a fantastic interview with us. I said, I don't see where the people label you that.
And last point, for the match with Mysterio dialing up a 619 on Eric Rowan.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you serious? They can dial up a 619 on a guy who's almost 7 foot tall.
It's called you have to disbelief. Yeah.
Suspension of disbelief.
You have to suspend that disbelief because the 619 can get anybody, even the Big Show. Okay.
Yeah, just as long as you just position yourself on that second rope there.
And just remember, if you're taking a go to sleep by Punk, you have to, and you're taller than 6 foot somebody, you have to have the camera shot from behind because you don't see how terribly he can't get his leg up above 6'3".
You got to make sure it's positioned just correctly.
You notice that? I've noticed that with Harper and Rowan, both of them taking it. All of a sudden, it's a back shot, so you don't see how terribly badly it misses. You know,
yeah, all right. I won't take any more of your time. You guys have a wonderful day, and I'll be listening to you on the game later, Robbie.
And by the way, Rick, what I want for Christmas this year is the history of the WWE. So I'm just putting that out to you now, okay? You can drop it off here at the radio station, okay?
I don't know where it is.
You got to buy it to www.shop.com. Thanks for calling.
I don't know where the station is.
I think you've been up here before, bro.
we'll put it to the we'll add it to the wish list.
Okay, thank you. You know, I figure they owe us something, don't they? People call it. No.
Especially Rick.
Yeah, I know, really. Yeah, hey, welcome back to the show. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. You know, one of my beefs was always with Punk in the Go to Sleep was whenever he did it to a taller guy, it always just looked terrible. Even when he was doing it to Kane, and it was like, you know, Kane is legit 6'8". So, I mean, 6'8", 6'9". So it's, I don't care. You know, don't ever believe these seven foot. To statistics, because I don't think anybody.
There's two of them,
but a lot of them are taller than you really think, because they always talk about like Kane being tall and Taker being tall, but like whoever talked about like JBL being 6'7", like that, like there's a lot of guys that are huge there that don't get anything just because they're an inch or two shorter than the absolute giants.
Sure. Well, remember when the Big Show came up to us at the house show, and he definitely
he's a big boy.
He definitely is a good you know 12 inches taller than every single one of us. So
it's a rare moment in my life when another man has made me feel small.
Yeah, and he and the thing is Big Show
outside of the bed.
Yeah.
I think on that wonderful note, we're going to go to break.
Hello.
Sword fighting, we'll be doing that a little bit.
Hey, well, don't cross the streams.
Yeah. All right, we're going to break. Give us a call, 222-1280. I usually don't want to open my mouth and put my foot in. Thank you, Dan.
I am not above putting myself down.
222-1280, star 1280. But you listen to Pink Click at Sports 1280 WHTK.
Well, you know, it's a slight honor standing next to the 2001 Defensive Player of the Year. But with all your accolades and your job as a Fox NFL Sunday analyst, and as, you know, all the things you do, like your little sidekick with Kelly Ripa, I got only one question to ask you, and I think it's a question on everyone's mind. What's with the cat?
Gentlemen, I was trapped inside this organization for over a year. An organization responsible not only for keeping the miles off my Harley, but also many, 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 many segments on the show. Yeah.
Last sleep, I look at it as the final awakening.
Hi, this is Don and Marcos from Ring of Honor, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280, and we're going to rock you like a hurricane, motherfuckers.
I actually had to edit that, believe it or not.
That's the best ID we've ever had.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with the Artiste, Danger Boy, DC Dan Call, John Crespi, and Mark Fantasia, all in one breath. And you, thank you for listening. And, man, we're still getting over the Jimmy Superfly Snuka hangover from last week, because that was pretty cool. Not often you get sick. And I was wrong, by the way, last week. I said we never had a WWE Hall of Famer in the studio. I forgot that we had the rowdy one, Rowdy Roddy Piper, in the studio.
Yeah.
And which was very, very cool, and it was just mind-blowing at the time. And I do apologize for slighting him at all. But thank you for listening to the show. We're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Monday night at the end of the during the Wyatt family versus CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan got abducted by the Wyatt family and carried off it out of the after the Shield came and distracted Punk. Is this like a flashback? This reminds me of like any other storyline when someone gets kidnapped. But where do you think it's going with Daniel Bryan being, you know, out of commission now? He wasn't on SmackDown at all. He did talk about it, but
I hope he joins the Wyatt family.
You think? Well, they said that
he's just a crazy man now.
It was another line from Bray Wyatt: "The devil made me do it." Do you thinking that old Undy might be back soon?
I don't know. I wonder if like there's any correlation. Like they're saying, like, oh, maybe the Wyatt family is taking orders from the Authority, which I don't really believe, but. Of course, the Wyatt family was in a feud for a while with Kane, who's now part of the Authority.
Oh yeah, and also he's involved and somehow. The Shield came down and
you
distracted.
Almost said
Aces and Ace. Also, the Shield came
down.
It's
dead. Let it be dead.
It is dead. They distracted the Shield. Distracted a Punk. So you know the Authority. Yeah, I could see it. I could also see them maybe working with. There's still another outside influence in this group that we haven't seen yet. I mean, they're waiting for a huge moment to surprise everybody.
IRS.
No. That'd be awesome.
No. No, I think you see him all the time coming out and, you know, part of the crew there, IRS. But
speaking of IRS, I'm a little confused. Good to see Xavier Woods on TV, but I figured Bo Dallas would have been on TV by now.
He's made it once. I mean, wasn't he in the Royal Rumble last year?
He was
year?
In the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, he did. But they kind of just dropped it after that because he was secluded to SmackDown. When we saw him here in the house show in town.
Mm-hmm.
And,
we were some of the Bo-leavers.
Indeed.
Yes, and he actually came out and cut a promo. Nobody knew who he was, but he got the crowd booing him by the end of the promo.
Good evening, Syracuse.
Yes. Yeah. By the way, give us a text, 222-1280. You can text us here. We're getting them from Big Thunder. Big Thunder is a big fan of ours on the text. You know, it's nice to see all the texts. He's Team House Show, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's
the best team out there.
We got one from Brian Longo. He wants to know when they're going to get rid of JBL on Raw commentary.
I love JBL on commentary.
He's the best part of the
commentary.
Except
when he has to, like, chant along with every single Ole things like that.
Oh, it's terrible when he does What's Up. he sings What's Up. It's just terrible. But nevertheless, but JBL, you know, he brings out these references that nobody but old school fans get all the time, you know, I mean.
Well, the best was, I think it was 2 weeks ago on Raw, they had all the divas out there to promote that terrible Survivor Series elimination match, and then JBL had some kind of line like, I just can't wait for a commercial, and I was crying, I was laughing so hard when he said that.
Well, what kills me is during Luke Harper, Eric Rowan versus CM Punk and Daniel Bryan matches. He kept referring to him as Brody, he kept mentioning Brody, Bruiser Brody.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's like, obviously that, you know, he was Brody Lee here in as well on the independent circuit as well as here in Rochester. But it's neat that, you know, that this guy's calling him a name, you know, or referring to him a name as a guy that we all know him as. So, you know, and it's probably, I mean, I think JBL likes him, too. I mean, if he didn't, he wouldn't be all over him all the time, you know.
When you get JBL to praise your clotheslines, you're doing something right.
True. And it's, you know, it's actually a sad day when he's not there, and it's just Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler.
Yeah.
You know, it's
I watch it on mute.
Yeah, 222-1280s. Actually, most
better
of the time,
than Tanae.
Yeah, 222-Tay. Stop it. I like Tanae. Okay,
that's
one
of
funny
us.
During the funeral segment on.
He's like, the only bad thing about the end of Aces and Eights is Taz is still going to be on the commentary.
He has Brooks booty shorts and put them in his jacket.
Yeah,
it was. Wait, what?
Yeah,
they were putting stuff in the coffin. You know, like the what do they call them? The jackets or
yeah,
whatever.
the cuts.
And that he reached in and took.
It was actually
out.
Pretty funny. Samoa Joe's handing out beers to everybody. He goes to hand one to Angle. Goes, no, that's probably not a good idea.
Give him one well beer. Played. Next thing you know, his Twitter account gets hacked.
Yeah, and then CM Punk and he are trading words. Yeah, that's some funny stuff. It, without a doubt. WWE, they said announcement this past week that they're stopping the Classics on Demand service as of January 31st next year. That does that mean that we're going to finally see the network after that? Is it because I mean
hasn't been running for like 3 years already?
Yeah, supposedly
they had the date.
Yeah, I know it was back at WrestleMania 27. I can't remember. It's 27, I think. Yeah.
Oh, how I miss those dubstep promos.
Yeah,
they'll be coming back.
You know they already put a show in the can for the network that. If they don't put it on TV soon, people are going to be dead. You know, it was
the Legends House. Yeah, we were going to get Legends House.
Yeah, yeah. Roddy Piper wore a Pain Clinic shirt in it, and I've been dying for it to see it. You know,
that's probably what nicks the whole network.
Yeah, it's us. Sorry, guys. Well, you know, they got to blame everybody else but themselves, so why not?
But we do have Total Divas.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Actually, we're getting a second season.
Yeah, we do.
We
have a second season coming.
We're getting a second season of it. You know, I mean, I'm watching this season, and I'm beginning to believe more and more all this stuff was written. This whole Nikki signing a cohabitation agreement and having such a drama over it. The episode I watched last night.
But when what do you think when you watch like WWE actual programming?
I know.
Yes, of course it's all fake, but it's still entertaining.
Did you see this past episode with what's the one girl's name? Went to the sex expert with her boyfriend.
Are you asking me if I saw
Total
Divas?
Yeah, I know you saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
I believe it was Ariane.
Ariane. Yes. And
you're talking 17 minutes in.
Yeah, that's something.
Right. Segment 3.
Where was the warning before that? That segment, okay?
That was an interesting episode.
If I had a little kid with me, I would have definitely turned a channel because some of the stuff they were saying.
I will say this, much like the artiste, I was watching Total Divas on Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
and I was watching it with my wife. I said, you know, this is the one programming that's not wholesome by the WWE.
Yep.
They make all the divas seem like slutty sex addicts, but the one other thing I like is John Cena just comes off as a complete a-hole,
and it's
fantastic.
Well, he's very stoic. He's very, I'm not going to get screwed again.
I'm not signing this because I don't like you. I'm signing this to protect my family.
Yeah. Well, then he has to go and explain. He has to explain why all his money goes to his family.
Cena, all right, we're going to have a Total Divas discussion for a second. If you were John Cena, and you have this mansion in Tampa with like a cliff that you dive into your own pool and all this stuff, and you're letting somebody live there, like, wouldn't you kind of protect yourself a little bit, too?
Oh, no, without a
doubt. I don't blame him for making Nikki Bella sign that.
He makes 7 figures a year. You have to protect yourself. He just got through a divorce. I mean, he got married and divorced in, like, the last few years. So he.
Have you ever heard the old saying, don't crap where you eat?
Yeah.
It's Cena's fault for dating within the business.
He's
John Cena. You can't tell me he can't go out to any place he wants and pick out any woman.
But that's
what
happens at WWE because you're on the road with these people every day that you're never home. You see these people on the road more than you see anybody at your own house.
Not that we would think any of our friends who might work for them that would ever happen to them.
I think we need to send a copy of this show to WWE to let them know that we spent more of our time talking about Total Divas than we did Survivor Series.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
I just want to take one quick shot at WWE, too.
222-1280.
The whole story about them being upset at the 90-minute mark of Bret Hart being the only thing trending on Twitter the night before the 2CWI pay-per-view, we were trending number one worldwide.
Yes, you were.
I'm just saying.
That's probably another.
We also had 8 times the viewers that the last ROH I pay-per-view. I'm just going to throw that out there, too.
Wow. That's not bad.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
Definitely, without a doubt.
Next one's in May. It's the world's largest toga party. I'm extremely excited.
Okay, JR, are you going to come in a toga?
Bobby Heenan. We're trying to find a camel in Watertown.
Who's riding it backwards?
Do you remember? Yeah.
Artistas.
If we can find one. I already talked to the boss man, but I don't think we can find a camel in Watertown.
You guys got any, Caesar's Palace or something to do it in, WWE did? Was it WrestleMania 7?
I think it's the Watertown Fairgrounds Arena. So, exactly the same thing as Vegas,
you gotta get
baby.
Some columns and some drapes and, you know. Yeah, you know, isn't that where the, what was his name? The 7'6" guy debuted.
Giant Gonzalez
with the bodysuit.
Yes.
That
you should get someone to wear one of those too.
Interesting.
And then Hulk Hogan can come and ruin things at the end, just like WrestleMania 9.
Yeah. That was terrible. Nevertheless.
We're going in a new direction. Wait, no. Hulk Hogan's a champion again. Good night, everybody.
And I thought the same thing when that happened. The one quick piece of news before we go. It's Ryback has been reported to be in the doghouse with the WWE, and how it happened was about 2 weeks ago on Monday Night Raw, he decided to do a spear and a jackhammer in the middle of his match. And, you know, people are chanting Goldberg. This is only going to create more Goldberg chants. And so he seems to be getting in these doghouse often for doing stupid things. But, you know, that's how I think.
Like his matches?
Yeah, his matches. Stupid. Well, now you see last on SmackDown, he tagged with Curtis Axel, who, unfortunately, with Heyman gone, they have no buzz at all. You know, and
Curtis Axel wasn't drawing much of a buzz with Heyman there.
No, and you know the thing is I don't know. Maybe he just needs to be, I don't know.
Repackaged again? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe they can let him go by his real name.
Maybe.
His real name's not Curtis Axel?
I thought it was Michael McGillicuddy.
It was Michael McGillicuddy when he was on the undercards. But we got to go to break. One more break. 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number if you want to get through to us. If you're still on a turkey hangover, I can understand. You can text us at 222-1280. And if you're outside the area code, 585-222-1280. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK. They don't say God's changed my ways. It is his real name.
It is.
Welcome back to the show. This is our last segment. We got a couple minutes here. I'm going to do some real quick news before we get too far.
Cashman is your real name.
Yes, it is. That's right. Some real quick news. Do you know, I thought this was interesting. Major League Baseball's Minnesota Twins are in the process of opposing WWE's registration of the Bella Twins trademark.
What?
It says they have requested an extension until February 12, 2014 to file an opposition or request another extension. Well, Minnesota Twins, Bella Twins, I think it may have something to do with the Twins just apart.
This comes off the heels of the Major League Baseball ripping off all their postseason awards from being WWE championship belts.
I know you noticed that, and Vince McMahon even sent them belts too.
It wasn't even just the Cy Youngs; the MVPs were the same way.
The first 12 rows of WrestleMania 30 ringside seats are sold out, which is the first few rows at $2,000 each, and the rest of the ringside rows at $800. As of Tuesday, only tickets left were $450 and $175 price seats.
And after I saw the main event of Survivor Series, what I'm thinking is I'm going to drop $2,000 on a WWE pay-per-view ticket.
Yeah.
People are feeling real good about that purchase right now.
I think I'd be more interested in buying the tickets to the Monday Night Raw following.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's always
where is that?
Yeah.
I think they're going to do it. I know the rumor was they were going to do it at... Because they're piggybacking on how popular the Raw has been after WrestleMania for the last several years.
It's not Raw that's really good. It's just the crowds are awesome.
Well, they get an international crowd for WrestleMania. And what we got last year was everything that the Mark fan would have loved at WrestleMania. Everything, the results all turned out the way everybody, the happy fan would have wanted them. And so all the foreign guys, they're like, man, we're gonna rock this show on Monday, and they did. And they've been doing. There's been some times the crowds have been doing it in other places too. I've noticed this past year since then.
My favorite post WrestleMania crowd was still after WrestleMania 18, which was in Toronto. They were in Montreal the next night, and went absolutely nuts for Hogan, turned him into a big baby face and stuff. That was still the best one.
Yeah, actually, they love The Rock, too. They both, they gave them just unbelievable. I remember hearing it on TV, and it was so loud the announcers couldn't even hear.
Yeah.
It was, I'm scared people are going to use that when, there's been talks, rumors that Hogan's going to be coming back and possibly tagging with John Cena at WrestleMania.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's perfect. See him in a match with anybody else.
Yeah, why not? John Cena, Hogan, If they're going to... It takes John Cena.
Can that be the YouTube kickoff?
it takes John Cena out of the main event if Hogan's tagging with him, unless it's I don't know.
Against the Bella Twins.
Right now, it's just rumors. I haven't seen
against The Rock and Mr. T.
I haven't seen. And Roddy Piper. Yeah. There's been nothing set in stone yet, but Hulk Hogan is talking with them, Vince loves him. Vince mentions him so much, even after he left the company and was with another company for most of the last 3 years, and he still gets mentioned all the time. He's still a huge money draw for WWE. So, who knows? We'll see. There's lots of rumors about what's happening at WrestleMania. But would you pay $2,000 to sit front row to see Hulk Hogan and John Cena tag?
Nope. No. It doesn't even matter who they're facing. Nope.
Nope. So, that I found that very interesting news. WWE Divas, former WWE Divas champion, Caitlyn, got engaged to her boyfriend this past week. Ooh, that's real total Divas type news, I'm just wondering, it's the first time I've ever seen AJ on Total Divas was this past week. And it was just because they were in a match. She was in a match with, I think it was Brie.
I really hope that they do a somewhat revision of the roster for Total Divas Season 2. Like, we could easily bump JoJo out of that spot.
You know, her last name is Offerman, and her dad was Jose Offerman, who was a baseball, I think he was a shortstop.
Played for the Reds for a while.
Yeah, yeah. So that's her dad, which I never knew just till recently. So, yeah, she doesn't need to be on there.
She's not even really been on there recently.
Listen, Artis, you missed the Survivor Series last week, but we sat next to the old ladies. They were right next to us the whole night.
Fiverr!
And I promised to mention them on the show. We do talk about them on occasion. There's a couple.
Hey, old ladies, I promised to mention you on the radio and call you old.
You know who you are.
No, okay, they're septuagenarians. Is that a nicer way to say it? But you know what? Listen, they're the I'd call them old broads if I was Wheeze, you know. But they were sitting next to us at the pay-per-view. And of course Randy won, so they were happy. You know, they're huge Randy Orton fans.
Randy!
I gotta tell you, these ladies, what spunk for these ladies, because one lady came up to me once and she goes, I'd like to wake up next to that in bed when Randy Orton was on the corner post, you know, doing his underwear
model.
They
also cheer
for Sheamus. Yeah, they like John Cena too. So, I'll tell you, if you ever come out to that pay-per-view with us, you'll know who we're talking about when you get there, because there'll be this high-pitched screech when those guys are on, you know, or with the torch at the end of the match, and someone's about to, you know, get bumped off or something. You'll hear them. But they're very nice, and I actually gave them the radio station frequency and everything this past week, so hopefully they're listening. Maybe they'll call in one of these days.
I can only imagine what is going to happen at the TLC pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I know. They're two favorites. They're two favorites.
Oh, I hope they take their meds.
Guys, real quick, I got to do a plug. Kevin Nash is going to be at an ESW show. ESW is in
Lockport
tonight.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. I was going to ask Artis to get that information, but you got it. Not only is he going to be there, but also Trent Barretta is going to be there.
Johnny Gargano.
Colin Delaney.
The Colony.
Like Empire State Wrestling on your Facebook, and you can get directions to it. You will. Kevin Nash is going to be there. They're having the Ilia DiPaolo Cup tournament, which Ilia DiPaolo, a wrestler from Buffalo who unfortunately passed away in a car accident, DiPaolo's restaurant. We've had him on. We had his son on, Dennis, quite a few times. But check it out tonight, man. I definitely want to go. If I didn't have some family stuff to do, I'd be there tonight. I want to thank you guys for making it. We got to get out of here. Check us out at feelthepain.net as well as our Facebook page. We'll see you next week, folks.